This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Tune Tuesday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March the 26th, 2013, episode 622. Good morning, Horse World.
Good Tuesday morning to you, and I do mean a good Tuesday morning.
Well, if you insist on being accurate about it.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
Your time in the saddle ain't as rough as a life in between, and the fence isn't there for you to straddle, and you can't change horses in the middle of your dream.
Well, it's Tune Tuesday, everybody, and a day we bring you music of the horse world as we highlight artists that are also horse people. Not all the songs are about horses, but the artists certainly are horse people. And I just wanted to remind you before we get into the music that tomorrow morning is the Wheel of Trivia with hundreds of dollars of prizes on the wheel. Just give us a call at 347-637-3238 at 9:05 a.m. Eastern Time. Answer one trivia question correctly, and you'll have a chance to spin the wheel to win a prize. We have some Troxel helmets on the wheel tomorrow, as well as a bunch of other companies. So we look forward to you giving us a call. It's a lot of fun every Wednesday morning, and we certainly enjoy speaking to our listeners as well. If you've played before, you can play again. Just give us a call back. We don't mind if you win multiple times. But be prepared to answer those trivia questions all about equine stuff. I needed to apologize this week right off the top that I messed up one of the artists on one of the songs I played last week. It is a song that's called Country Girl, and I credited the wrong artist. It was actually sung by Casey Smith, who is a young upcoming artist down there in Tennessee. So I apologize to Casey for messing that up. We're going to play Country Girl here in just a minute to get the day started off as my way of saying thank you to her for not bawling me out too bad. Casey is a singer-songwriter. She also goes to college and is maintaining a 3.8 GPA while trying to get her music career started as well. I noticed last week there was a press release that Casey just signed a contract with Vault Denim. She is going to be wearing their jeans, and they're going to be sponsoring her. So good for her. Good job, Casey. Well, let's hear this song that Casey wrote with co-writer Daniel Kleindienst. I think that's how that's pronounced, I'm not sure. And it's called Country Girl.
Who says a girl can't drive a tractor? And who says a girl can't haul hay? Who says a girl can't shoot a shotgun? Who else said a thing like that? Don't know much anyway, 'cause I'm a country girl. Ain't much this country girl can't do. You've been talking about me too, 'cause I can skin a buck and I drive a pickup truck. And if you hang around, you're gonna see you've never met no one like me. Not what you expected. Yeah, I don't cry when I break a nail, and you won't find me in stilettos. You can find me with my husband. drive a pickup truck. And if you hang around, you're gonna see you've never met no one like me. 'Cause I'm a country girl. Ain't much this country girl can't do. And I believe that Hank must have been talking about me too. Truck. And if you hang around, you're gonna see you've never met no one like me. That's right, the one and only. Backwoods, down home, good old country girl.
And that's Country Girl by Kacey Smith. You can find all of her music at kaceysmith.com. That's K-A-C-E-Y smith.com. Well, next up, we have one of the first artists that we ever highlighted on a Horse Radio Network show, period, over on the Stable Scoop Radio show years ago. Her name is Patty Hall. She's from the West Coast, good friends with Templeton Thompson. And this is her song, Settle Down, Cinderella.
Friday night and the phone won't ring. You let it get you so blue. You're climbing the walls of your pink bedroom. Feels like the world's leaving you behind. But girl, I got good news. There's a storybook ending. It's waiting. See what I do. You know it ain't nothing we ain't all been through. I've cried those tears once upon a time. Yeah, I wore no shoes. Let our sister just listen. Your wish is gonna come true.
Soon.
Well, if your coffee hasn't kicked in this morning, that song certainly will help. That is Patty Hall. You can find her at pattyhall.com. Well, now we're going to mix it up a little bit, and we're going a little cowboy. And our first up here in this next set is Jeff Dawson. He is going to do a little poem for you called Promised Land. He's a cowboy poet, followed by one of his songs called Tougher Horses.
You can feel it in your heart as you ride across the plain. It's that deep down inside feeling that no words could near explain. But you know it when it hits you, like a norther blowing in, 'cause you can't contain emotions or the goosebumps on your skin. They say cowboy's in your blood, and for some of us that's true, but I've seen hands graft onto it and make good punchers through and through. As you're setting up a horseback and a staring out for miles like a preacher, it's your calling, the only thing that fits your style. Things affect you different when a punching's what you do, like the smell of horse sweat leather or spring morning's glistening dew. You can tell a cow's direction before she ever takes a step, or a prairie fire's intentions just before she gets windswept. Your instincts all come natural like the cow sense in your horse, and all the things God gives you, you're sure thankful for, of course. You trade this life for nothing. As the years lope right on by, you've no regrets, no worries, no hard feelings to rectify. So you just keep right on punching, be it ride or rope or brand, and know you'll join the big outfit the day you reach the promised land. Well, this story, it's about tougher horses. You know, I've ridden them most all my days. But it's also about the way a cowboy thinks and the way he acts. Some may say simple cowboy ways. But to find out what truly drives him, you gotta look past the boots and the jeans. You gotta draw deep like a hand-dug well in the earth and look inside the man and his means. So if we're talking it's about tougher horses, why, we're not complaining. That's the life that we choose. And a true cowboy won't ponder the what-ifs. He won't spend much time worrying if he'll lose, 'cause he knows where he's headed and the roads that he'll have to take. Oh, and I know sometimes it just won't seem right, but he's just stubborn enough to make it all work, prove to us that it was all worth the fight. So if we're talking it's all about tougher horses, I guess we're talking it's just the cowboy way. To join up with an outfit and to ride for the brand, or else just get the heck out of the way. So this one's for all of you who ride those tougher horses. You wear that brand so proud and true. And I know that each and every day when you get up and put your boots on, that you're going to do the best you can do. Because it's all about tougher horses.
Cowboy poet Jeff Dawson, and now we're going to continue with the cowboy theme here, and we're going right into Bren Hill with Courage in the Saddle.
Thank you. is Bobby Adair. Listen to my tale. It ain't much of a story, so you better listen well. In southeast Oklahoma, when I was but a boy, I ran many a match race and I never wanted more. Believe that I could ride anything with hair. Then one California morning I found myself there at Los Alamitos Racecourse in 1962. Where the story starts and ends is where you find the dream comes true. Courage in the saddle, face into the wind. You ride each time like you won't live again. If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel, courage in the saddle. Dial was 10 to 1 in 64 on May the 9th. We were 25 large richer when she crossed the finish line. Night of races at Bay Meadows, 68 to 73. There never was a jockey who had won as much as me. We were back at Alamitos in May of 84. Thick fog down the straightaway, mud on the racetrack floor. John Critter on face in the crowd, turn left in front of me. And the bottom side of running hooves was all that I could see. Courage in the saddle, face into the wind. Ride each time like you won't live again. If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel, courage in the saddle. Crush my foot and ankle, my shoulder and my face. But my longing for the racetrack no surgery could replace. So as a 20-year outrider, I'll finally retire from the course at Alamitos, the place I first caught fire. And the years have passed right through me, I'll never be the same. And the changing times in politics, Lord, we ought to be ashamed. For we're short of field and horses, Midwest jockeys, they're all through. Where the story starts and ends is where you find the dream comes true. Courage in the saddle, face into the wind. Ride each time like you won't live again. If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel, courage.
That was Bren Hill, Courage in the Saddle. If you're ODing on cowboys at this point, then let's bring in the beautiful Tiffany Day Rose with Like I Would For You. This will change it up.
There's a space I can reach across when I try. My heart gets lost in your hold back. No matter what I do, well, you know I can't read your mind. There's a wall that you hide behind. Won't you tear it down like I would for you? Come on and show me. You hide it, get alone.
That was the lovely Tiffany DeRose. Well, I wanted to remind you that if you're going to buy anything at Amazon, you can help support us here at the Horse Radio Network if you like the programming we do, just by going to our website, horsesinthemorning.com or horseradionetwork.com. Go there first before you go to the Amazon site and click on the Amazon link that's on the left side of the page. That will take you right to Amazon, and you just go buy whatever you are going to buy at Amazon, and we get a little bit of a credit for everything that you buy. It's just one extra click. Doesn't cost you any extra. It just gives us a little credit for everything you buy in that visit, and we would appreciate that every time you shop at Amazon, you stop over to our website first and click on the Amazon link. It really does help support us, and we appreciate all of your support, and we thank you for listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek. We are here on Tuesday, if you're just tuning in, playing some music for you from horse artists from all over the country. Well, Jamie and I had a chance to catch up with Raquel Renner, who's a horse girl from Southern Florida at the end of last year, and she did a terrific song called Something Gets Broken, and we have a little clip here from her describing how she wrote this song and why.
The next song that we're going to play is called Something Gets Broken, and when I heard this title... Knowing that you're a horse person, does that mean that something got broken on the 17-hand quarter horse?
No, not on the 17-hand quarter horse. Later in life, I broke my foot on my horse Cody, the horse that's in my video Cry. We had a little accident that involved an alligator, and
what?
And, yes. Yeah. We're in South Florida, and, you know, down in South Florida, the trails are a little bit different. You know, the landscape's a little different. We have to deal with things that you probably don't have to deal with out there in Arizona. It's a different kind of tricky. So the accident was, we were coming up on a lake, and Cody knew that there was an alligator there, and I didn't listen to his urging of me not to go that way, and I was trying to force him through, and he did a 180, and he went one way and I went the other way, and then broke my foot in the stirrup. So broken bones, yes. But like the song says, it ain't a party till something gets broken.
All right, well, let's hear it. This is Something Gets Broken, Raquel Renner.
Thank you.
Too much tequila, got mad enough to pick up a ball. Busted someone's nose and the chair started flying and it turned into a bar room. Free for all, it ain't a party till something gets broken. Now there's a hole in the bathroom door. Scattered glass where the whiskey's been a-soaking up the sawdust on the hardwood floor. The sheriff motion. It ain't a party till something gets broken. She shook him up and shattered his world. To keep him crying, he's laughing and a joking. Getting out, forgetting how he's missing that girl. Hanging out now, drinking and a smoking. Out on the dance floor, going through the motions. It ain't a party till something gets broken.
Well, that's Raquel Renner. You can find all of her music at RaquelRenner.com. Her first name is spelled R-A-Q-U-E-L. And if on her website also, she has a list of all of her performances coming up. You can find her performing all around Southern Florida if you want to see her live. And now it's Two for Tuesday. Jamie insists I do this every week. So here is Templeton Thompson with two of her terrific songs.
Caged in, need to get a little air so I can breathe again. Got a thirst in my heart, hunger in my eyes. Need to satisfy my soul, free my wild side. My wheels have been spinning like crazy in my head. Gotta get back to living before I forget. My sights are set where that green grass is. Running star, she gave me up the laughing. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride. Fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've sat up these dreams, I'm holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind. And a horse that can fly. Yeah. Got a load on my back and a lot on my mind. Yeah, the weight of this world really gets me sometimes. There's a freedom inside me I've been missing so much. Gonna kick the gates wide open and leave a big old cloud of dust. Yeah, 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 yeah. 'Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to ride, a fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've settled these dreams, I'm holding them tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah. Giddy up, look at what lies on the horizon. Second star to the left, then straight on till morning. Cause I need somewhere to run, somewhere to run, a fresh pair of wings and a long stretch of sky. I've saddled these dreams, holding on tight. Need a good, strong, tall wind and a horse that can fly. Yeah, I need a horse that can fly. Feeling all caged in, feeling all caged in. Thank you.
That was a twofer with Templeton Thompson, and I'll tell you what, the first one of those was A Horse That Can Fly, and the second one was my favorite song of Tempe's called Stillhouse Jane. You have to see the video of that. If you get a chance, just go to YouTube and put in Stillhouse Jane, and you'll find the video. It's absolutely wonderful. She actually filmed it at a still, so you can check that out with a few of her relatives, I think, from down there in Tennessee. It was a lot of fun. One of my favorites of Templeton Thompson. We'll be right back with another song after this word. Hi all, Glenn the Geek here, and we're excited to bring you a special offer for Horse Radio Network listeners from one of my favorite companies, and that is Audible.com. Audible.com is the premier provider of digital audiobooks. Audible has over 85,000 titles to choose from in every genre: thrillers, business, romance, comedy, sci-fi, sports, and so much more. Audible titles play on your iPhone, your Kindle, your Android, or more than 500 different devices that you can listen anytime, anywhere. My wife and I love Audible books. We have been a member of Audible since 2004 and have listened to over 100 books with Audible. What horse person, you know, who has time as a horse person to sit down and to read a book anymore? Yet I found the time to listen to books on Audible. When I'm not listening to podcasts, while I'm riding, cleaning stalls, or at the gym, or driving, I'm listening to Audible books. And for the listeners of the Horse Radio Network, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/HRN. That's audibletrial.com/HRN for Horse Radio Network. And you can download your free audiobook and get your 14-day free trial today. If you can't remember that, just check out our website and you'll find a link to it right there. Enjoy your book. We know you will.
Many days
that was Marianne Kennedy for all you mini lovers out there. A song called I Love Minis. You can find all of Marianne Kennedy's music at mariannekennedy.com. Just a reminder, tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, is Wheel of Trivia. Phone in at 9.05 a.m. Eastern Time at 347-637-3238. Answer a trivia question correctly, and we'll spin the wheel for you with hundreds of dollars of cool equestrian prizes right there on the wheel. So we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, hopefully. If you played before, if you won before, it doesn't matter. You can call back again. We encourage everybody to call in and play.
City smoke in the air, you can't see it from anywhere. There's a million people driving around, going nowhere. Buildings grew up all around me, but I still got a painted pony. Gonna give her a job, 'cause she's fat and bored. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Well, I love to drive my truck. The open road feels pretty good. But just because you can doesn't mean that you always should. And I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Mother Nature, she's been beat up. I'd say she's been abused. Now even the ocean's black and blue. Gasoline just turns to haze, and my wallet's on empty anyways. Holding the reins is something I can afford, so I'm gonna ride my horse more. Well, I love to drive my truck. The open road feels pretty good. But just because you can doesn't mean that you always should. And I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Everybody's got an answer for the problems of today. Well, you can find your own solution. As for me, I found my way. 'Cause I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Let's ride.
Jared Rodgerson, Ride My Horse More. Of course, one of Jamie's favorite performers, Jared Rodgerson. You can find all his music at jaredrodgerson.com. Well, now I have something. If you missed it a couple of weeks ago, we did our special Horse Husbands episode, and at the beginning of that, I read a little poem that I thought was appropriate for Horse Husbands episode on the Stable Scoop radio show. Always one of the favorites of everybody on the network. It's better ratings than almost any show we do. So I thought I'd share the little poem I did at the beginning of the Horse Husbands episode, after all, right after Jared Rodgerson, one of the best-looking horse husbands out there. So here we go. This is a reading of Horse Husbands by Harold Roy Miller, read by Glenn the Geek, founder of the Horse Radio Network and America's Horse Husband. To all you horse husbands who have equine-loving wives, whose horses are the centers of your darling's daily lives, I sympathize with you men. I know exactly how you feel, because I also have to endure this exasperating ordeal. You probably are the guy who bought the fences and the stalls, and the one who built the corrals and put up the horses' shed walls. More than likely, it was your cash that paid for the horses you both own, but women have selective memories about this, a fact that is well known. The minute that you enter their equine-oriented dominion, you instantly become a non-entity without any say or opinion. They will also chastise you severely if you fail to follow orders when it comes to taking care of their precious four-hoofed boarders. They'll tell you how to mount your horse and how to position your feet, the proper way to hold the reins and to sit in the saddle seat, the way to brush and halter and other things they think you forgot. And you'll get a lesson in horse nutrition, whether you want it or not. Although it is your chore to feed the horses day and night, to them you are still a rookie and never seem to get it right. They act like you have no common sense and darn near committed a crime if you waver when you feed and don't do it their way every time. It doesn't matter if you are a racetrack jockey or a famous rodeo star. Somehow your equine skills never quite measure up to par. They live in their focused world of the horse, where women run to the show, and any male with a laid-back attitude interrupts the natural flow. They expect a guy to cowboy up, and oh, how they can scold if he doesn't care to take a ride or clean stalls in the Arctic cold. They don't tolerate insubordination. They want to make sure you understand. Though you may be the king of your castle, in the corrals, you're a hired hand. Now a wise man will act like he heard every word his sweetheart has said, and not stand there fuming with anger or with a question mark over his head. A smart man won't growl or groan, making her sulky and downhearted. They'll just give her a kiss and say, "Okay, honey," and do it the way they started. If you missed the Horse Husbands episode this year, the version 2013, you can find it, episode number 238 at stablescoop.com. It's labeled 5th Annual Horse Husbands episode. We had a lot of fun this year.
All right, all you cowboys and cowgirls, I really need your help singing the chorus on this one. It's called Viva la Cowboy. I hear a lot of talk about him dying. They're calling him a vanishing breed. They sing them sad songs about how he's come and gone, as if he's faded into history. Well, I can tell you something for certain. Yeah, one thing that I know for a fact. They ain't exactly dropping the curtain on a way of life that's way intact. So viva the cowboy. Long live his kind. It's to the ranchers and the wranglers and the rodeo hands and all the generations standing in line. They can roll with the punches. Hey, they can weather the change. So viva the cowboy. He's still got a home on the range.
Hollywood is still shooting westerns, and pickup trucks are still hauling hay. They keep on raising the bar in the PBR, and there's thousands in the PRCA. You won't find them on the endangered species. They ain't protected anywhere that I know. And they're still making them as tough and as bronky as it did when the buffalo roamed. Hey, viva the cowboy, long live his kind. Here's to the ranchers and the wranglers and the rodeo hands and all the generations standing in line. They can roll with the punches and they can weather the change. So viva the cowboy, he's still got a home on the range.
God, help me out here now.
Viva the cowboy, long live his kind. Here's to the ranchers and the wranglers and the rodeo hands and all the generations standing in line. They can roll with the punches. Hey, they can weather the change. So viva the cowboy. He's still got a home on the range. Yeah, viva the cowboy. He'll always have a home on the range.
Dan Roberts, oldbootsmusic.com, Viva La Cowboy. We're going to wrap today's musical episode, Tune Tuesday, up with Frankie Lovato's A Legend in the Game, all about the horse Seabiscuit. He wrote it for the movie and never did get into the movie, but they did take a look at it and said they really liked it, and we do too, so we're going to wrap the show up today with that. But before we go, don't forget you can find all the past episodes of Horses in the Morning at horsesinthemorning.com. You can find us on iTunes. Just search for Horses in the Morning. We'd love for you to have it automatically downloaded to your player or your phone every day. That's how you do that, through iTunes, the easiest way to do it. And you can find all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning when you call in to win in the Wheel of Trivia. Wednesday morning, Jamie, Jennifer, and I will be here live, 347-637-3238 at 9:05 a.m. Frankie Lovato, A Legend in the Game. We'll see you next week, everybody, on Tune Tuesday.
Star of the big screen, not a ball player from any big team, was not a hero that fought in war, not the kind of hero you've ever known before. And 38 was the year they'd come from coast to cheer, for this old horse would earn his fame. This is the story to his name. His legs weren't straight, his build was small. Someone doubt he'd make it at all. But time would tell him what we'd see. He'd make racing history. He gave us all but you could trust. He'd become the underdog for all of us. American hero is what they claim. This is the story to his name. Shot from the gun, we begin to start. Every stride with all his heart. With his desire, he stood apart. The others were fading. In the roll of thunder from a cloud of dust. With all his might, we knew he must. With the eyes he overcame, to be a legend in the game. Now in the sky like a bird of plane, we hit around like a speeding train. a superhero we knew was real. It was as if he was made of steel. With everything he would have done, they'd come from miles to watch him run. An American hero is what they'd say. This is the story to his name. Shot from the gun, we begin to start. With every strike, with all his heart. With his desire, he stood apart. When the others would have failed. In a roll of thunder from a cloud of dust, would arise the spirit in all of us. With all his mind, we knew he must. With the eyes he overcame. He's a legend.